From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Emergency crews are on the scene of last night's plane crash in southern Alaska. Authorities say five people are dead, but it is unknown if former Senator Ted Stevens and former NASA Administrator Sean O'Keefe were among them. NPR's Martin Kossi spoke with the National Transportation Safety Board, which offered some details on the response.
A private medical aid group arrived. They managed to arrive there and provide apparently medical care to the survivors. We don't know who survived this plane crash, but apparently there are survivors, and they did receive some first aid. The National Guard battled the weather, in the words of their own press release, to get there. So it's been sort of touch and go. There's been bad visibility. There's been rain. But they have gotten help to the survivors at the site of the crash overnight.
NPR's Martin Kosti. A storm brewing in the Gulf of Mexico is delaying plans to drill into the base of BP's damaged well. NPR's Richard Harris says BP may now drill into the well early next week.
The government's point man on the spill, Thad Allen, says the relief well is only 30 feet to go before it would intercept the damaged well, which is now plugged with cement. But as a result of bad weather, BP has suspended its drilling operations. The drilling rig will stay on the scene and ride out the wind and waves, Allen says, so the delay is only likely to be 2 or 3 days. BP and federal scientists are now taking pressure measurements inside the well, and Allen says there's a chance that those test results could tell them with certainty that the well is fully plugged. If that's the case, they would reconsider whether they even needed to finish the relief well. Regardless, under federal regulations, the well still needs another plug closer to the seafloor before it can be abandoned. Richard Harris, NPR News.
President Obama is urging House lawmakers to approve a $26 billion package of aid to the states this afternoon. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, the money is designed to help states avoid laying off more government workers.
State and local governments have been laying off tens of thousands of workers as they struggle to balance their budgets. President Obama says the problem will only get worse unless the House approves the $26 billion aid package. Mr. Obama spoke in the White House Rose Garden alongside two laid-off teachers whose jobs could be restored if the money goes through.
If we do nothing, these educators won't be returning to the classroom this fall. And that won't just deprive them of a paycheck. It will deprive the children and parents who are counting on them to provide a decent education.
The Senate okayed the aid package last week. That forced House members to return to Washington briefly from their August recess. Scott Horsley, NPR News. The White House.
U.S. stocks still sliding. Dow's down now more than 100 points at 10,596. NASDAQ down more than 40 at 2266. From Washington, this is NPR News. In an unexpected move, New York Congressman Charles Rangel delivered a speech to colleagues in the U.S. House today. Rangel faces 13 counts of ethics violations, casting a shadow over the Democrats' efforts to retain their congressional majority. Despite that, Rangel said he is not going away.
As much as I love you Democrats that figure it'd be easy for you, I'm the guy that was raising money in Republican districts to get you here. But it doesn't mean that I criticize you for saying, hey, that's great then, but I'm running for re-election now.
Another Democrat, California Congresswoman Maxine Waters, also faces ethics-related charges. South Korean police have raided the offices of Google Korea. From Seoul, Dwahli Saikau Tao reports the company is being investigated for possibly collecting personal wireless data.
Since last year, Google Korea has been photographing neighborhoods around South Korea in preparation for the launch of its Street View mapping service. But today, cyber police confiscated computers and hard drives to look into whether the company may have violated South Korean laws on communication and privacy. In a statement, Seoul's Cyber Terror Response Center said police suspect that Google may have illegally captured and stored personal wireless data. Google Korea officials may soon be summoned for questioning. Google's Street View was first introduced 4 years ago, giving users a panoramic view of cities and areas around the world. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikau Tao in Seoul.
The death toll from landslides in northwestern China is now up to 702, making it one of the deadliest China seen in decades. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.
Report for NPR.